Tonight it's the last show of your tour with Itchy. How's the tour going so far?
It's amazing. I mean, this is the first time I actually met them. It's such a nice group of people, and it was a completely new audience for me, which is great. And I think it's 99% that haven't never heard of me before, which is perfect, you know, and it's been going so great. And I'm so happy that I've been on this run, and I'm kind of sad right now because it's been so much fun with these guys. They really grew as friends, I think, over the last weeks.
Really. So they treat you well.
Well, the band. No, they're just kidding. No, they certainly
not
did.
In the room. You can talk.
I can. Well, maybe there's someone on the toilet. I don't know. It's been really nice. And there's not even one person where I just think like, oh, that person is weird. They're all weird.
Do you like being on tour in general? Or do you prefer sitting at home and writing songs?
I hate touring. I hate music. No, just kidding. Touring is for me the only way. I don't like sitting at home and writing songs. I hate going into the studio, which I'm doing at the moment as well for the new record. No, I just need to get out there. I need to be productive, and I see touring as being productive. I know writing a record is productive as well, but it's not really my thing. I just like to be in between the people. You know, like, I like to stay at the merchandise and just to meet all those people, to face all those people, and to thank them as well, because without those people, I would not be able to do this.
Yeah. Do you see a difference between the audiences in, for example, Germany or the Netherlands or other countries?
Yes. There's a massive difference between every country, actually. It's the German, Austrian, and Swiss audiences are my favorite. Ones. And I just don't say that right now because I have to or whatever. Not at all. Someone is forcing me with a gun right now. No, it is really true. Like, it is a completely different audience. Which I also realize right now on this tour is that everyone is there also when the support act plays. And that's not a common thing in every country. Itchy Poopskit started as a support act as well, and they got the chance to play in front of a bunch of people. And that's the only way how we can get out of there.
Is there a special gig of this tour you remember?
Actually, the first night, that was a good one. But it's got not much to do with the show itself. But later on, we went to the hotel. And with a couple of the people in the crew, we decided to have a drink in the hotel bar. And me and Max, the drummer of Itchy Poopskit, we started to drink whiskey. And I just wanted to have one beer. It was insane because I just drank one whiskey and then I wanted to leave. And then the bartender, he just was pouring us free whiskey the whole night. And like insane amounts. It was not even fun anymore. Like, I didn't want anymore. Like, I was like, seriously, I want to go to bed. And it was like, he just poured more whiskey. He did a lot of free whiskeys. And the last one, I couldn't anymore. And that was my last one. I just had to shut it, and I just run into my hotel room and just in hope that I would sleep before it would hit me, because then I would be completely damaged. And it worked. So it was a good start, because I think that already ruined me on the first day, and I still had a couple of more days, and then I had to go into the studio for 10 days and then directly again further on a tour. So that one has been killing me.